The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
I didn't even think of that. That's funny. It's got a meme from somebody that says it's just this Bears fans trying to hack Matt Nagy's emails to see if they can get anything. I never thought of that, but there's people out there going, man, I wish our coach would save more. Get fired from everything. Yeah, it's crazy. All right, let's get right to this thing. Here we go. It's time for the Brady Report. Yesterday, we had the Dago news. Went well.
Good.
He's expeditious with his delivery, Brady. We're so used to you and your meandering thought patterns. Not that Brett was a solid presenter.
Hey, it was the first time I got thrown at the last minute. Yeah.
Look, you got your own style. There's no question. But it was... At the end, he's like, that's all I got. We're done here. Like, oh, man, that was like 8 minutes of well done. So there it is. So congratulations on that. By the way, Brady, it is Wednesday.
Wednesday!
And that means one thing and one thing only. It is Wingsday at Hooters. Wednesday means that you can get 20 wings and get 10 free all day, every Wednesday. Dine in or take out. It's just as simple as that. And you can go on over there and grab it. You know what goes great with wings, Brady?
Beer.
Beer. That's right. That's exactly right. And Mick Ultra would hit the spot right there. So thank you to Hooters and Mick Ultra because it is Wingsday.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling good on a Wednesday.
At Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Wednesday. Wingsday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. It's a big day today. National M&M Day and right. National No Bra Day.
For some of you.
I'm for both of them.
I'm for some of you. Yeah. Not all of you. Some of you pancake
cans. Everyone,
yeah.
It's an all skate.
Saggy pancake cans, you should probably prop those up. Gravity's doing you no favor, saggy pancakes. Some saggy pancakes can be presented well.
It's all about the bra.
No. Well, it is all about the bra. Yeah. I'm talking about like loose and free. Because I'm on
really?
This. Yeah, because of the Linda Ronstadt thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was straight for a little while yesterday. I saw a picture of Linda Ronstadt and I never appreciated how pretty she was. It was a 70s picture of an album cover. And I'm like, man. Linda Ronstadt was pretty. She has pancake boobs. They're long.
I don't know.
But she was so thin. I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pancakes are bad. Mm. The bad pancakes. And especially when they kind of like sneak over to the sides. But if you've got like abs and stuff, it can make up for it a little bit. You're right. Thinking about it. I'm gay now. It doesn't really matter. I just like tight pecs. I like to squeeze tight pecs together, Brady. Drop a hot Carl.
The average American will eat 35,000 cookies in their lifetime.
See how fast he got the cookies.
Oh, God, he's talking about hot Carls. Gay John's hard to deal with. Who wants cookies? The top causes of death in the U.S. in 1900 were the flu and tuberculosis. Losis. Sorry. In 2020...
I be stroking.
Long flight.
That's what I be doing.
Long flight.
I be
out of practice, man. It's been 5 days.
I like
days.
When he talks about the leading cause of death.
In 2020,
one of the words sends him off.
The top two were heart disease and cancer.
Yeah.
COVID-19 was number three.
Heart disease is the one nobody talks about. You really want a vaccine for that. It exists, but fat America is just dying at the rate of an It's unbelievable how much we abuse ourselves, and that's why I have a problem with the anti-vax argument. If I don't know what's in that, I won't put it in my body. In the meantime, shoving chemicals in our bodies like crazy and getting fatter than ever. I'm guilty of it. That's why I can't really be too loud about the whole vaccine thing scaring me for long-term effects.
Right.
We long-term affect ourselves every single time we stuff a fat thing in our gut, and we know the long-term effects are deadly.
Horses can't throw up. Their bodies aren't built to do it.
That's why they get that twisted stomach thing. You got to reach down in there and untwist it sometimes.
Is that or colic? Cows? I think cows have
Is it called colic? Cows have like four stomachs.
Yeah.
And they get screwed up too, but I think they can puke.
It's also by design because horses can't have a gag reflex.
Oh, my God.
What?
Jeez. Turning them on, he is gay.
Well, it doesn't mean I want a horse. Well, in one way.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Brett's right. I don't care about his mouth so much. They seem a little toothy.
Minnesota has a law banning contests where people try to catch greased pigs and turkeys.
Got out of hand.
Can't do it.
Had to pass the law. Yeah. I like to have been in that city council meeting. All right, it's just I can't walk down the street without a greased pig flying by me. We got to stop this somehow.
This constantly happens.
Tired of it. I'm just tired of it. I hit three of them on the way to work today. I got this Italian dude running around. He's chasing them.
A new survey asked 2,000 parents what costumes they considered most offensive for Halloween.
O.J. Simpson.
The top 10.
John Gruden.
Holocaust-related costumes
well,
are number
yeah,
one.
Well, that's gonna do that shouldn't be a costume.
Followed by anything blackface.
Yep.
Anything with the Confederate flag.
I thought they meant...
And transphobic costumes.
Like actual real costumes that people thinking. Might wear. None of that. That's just off the list for everyone, isn't it?
Pandemic-related costumes were number five.
What's a transphobic costume? Is that Caitlyn Jenner? Would that be considered...
Yeah, mocking trans people.
So if you're just...
Not cross-dressing as a character.
You can't cross-dress. So I can't go as Caitlyn Jenner and put a big dork in my dress.
You could offend some people.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Can you go as Tootsie?
Yeah, can I go as Dustin Hoffman's character from Tootsie? I don't know that the kids will be too into that idea. You're going as Dorothy.
That's right.
What?
Just you're Tootsie. Just deal with it, kid.
Cultural.
What's a Tootsie, Dad?
You're Dustin Hoffman.
Who's that?
Just do it. We're going to piss off the neighbors. Trust me.
Cultural stereotypes is next on the list. Overtly sexual costumes, homeless people, and religious costumes.
Jeez, all of them. What is acceptable? Is just superheroes.
That's it.
Gay Superman?
Cartoons.
Can I be gay Superman?
Not anymore.
Is he out?
I think he's good. I think he's super. You didn't see it yesterday?
No. I mean, yeah, is the picture out or whatever?
The costume?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a Superman costume. I don't think they changed it.
It's a new Superman.
I just wanted shoulder pads and some tassels.
Joe Kent or whatever
tights.
His name is.
Yeah, some tights. The tights are tight, but not tight enough, are they?
Look at my red boots.
Yes. Ooh. I want you to see veins. They're so tight. up and away. It's Super They.
Expedia just released its annual travel hack report.
Okay.
And they've got some pretty specific advice on how to save money on flights. The best day to book a flight?
Tuesday.
Is a Sunday, at least 21 days before you want to fly. They say the ideal time, if you do that, would be 4 to 5 weeks in advance. You can save an average of 5% on domestic flights, 10% on international. Buying on Sunday.
Tickets for planes right now are cheap. I saw... Marcus went over. He went to Machu Picchu. It was like $600 round trip.
Yeah, so good luck getting there.
Well, he didn't take Southwest Air.
Oh, yeah.
Our flight to Peru is delay. Wow, didn't the Southwest... we're free to move about the world.
Pilots are striking. You're a socialist country.
You didn't get delayed yesterday. Oh, you did get delayed.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, 2-hour delay.
And was it weather or no idea?
No idea.
Nobody says.
Yep.
You'd like him to tell you.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Unless they're accommodating some other people on other flights, you know, the Southwest.
Filling up.
Yeah. But then there were empty seats on the...
On your plane?
On my plane.
Tragic.
A Texas couple, Jared and Christy Owens, they were flying to Las Vegas for a weekend getaway earlier this month. Everything was going smoothly until they went to they checked their bags, and one of them was 5 pounds over the limit. They opened it up to rearrange some things. Inside their suitcase was their dog.
Oh!
Icky.
Oh.
The 5-pound chihuahua. They were shocked. They didn't know what to do. But a Southwest Airlines agent, this happened before, you know,
right.
canceled all the flights.
This is why they canceled all the flights.
Kathy Cook volunteered to babysit Icky for them until they got back.
Aw.
They took her up on the offer. And as wild as the story is, it's pretty cool that Kathy offered to help.
Better still, it's cool that they were 5 pounds over. What if they were right under the limit and they packed their dog?
Yeah.
That's exactly what Jared said. Yeah. He goes, it would have been could have been very tragic.
You suffocate your dog in the
yeah.
That's terrifying. Cats do that. Every time you put out a suitcase, cats get in it.
They love them.
And they bury themselves.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. You can't all these shoe boxes I'm getting from my shoe thing I got going on. Oh, Lucy the cat is losing her mind.
Threw one down last night.
They're in it immediately.
Yeah.
You ever done the tape square on the floor?
Yeah.
They do it. If you tape a square on the floor, a cat will get in it.
No.
It's the I didn't know because I wasn't a cat guy before I had them. And I only had them, I've had for a while now, but I'm getting used to like what they're normal. You put a box down, not all of them, but most cats get in it and just sit there. Suitcase, they're in it. If you get some just masking tape and make a square on the floor, a cat will eventually just sit in the square. They're aliens, man. It is a weird, man, you can't trust pussy, man. That's what I've always said, man. Knock wood if you're with me. Pussy in a box. I need a job, man.
A study at the University of Rochester found that women who suffer a concussion
get smarter.
And have a harder time getting pregnant.
Huh?
Researchers tracked around 250 women who ended up in the ER for various reasons. Around 100 of them had concussions.
During sex?
No, well.
That would really make it tough to get pregnant.
I like it.
Concussion.
They were all from car crashes.
Oh.
And those women were 76% less likely to get pregnant over the next 2 years.
You rattle her brain and her ovaries fall out.
Yeah.
So she just got to wait 2 years.
Brady, you just told a bunch of guys who don't want kids.
To give somebody.
To maybe stop short when her belt's not on.
The magic.
Push her into the Pontiac Dash.
Yeah, you don't need to buckle up.
You're
just going down the street.
Just going to Circle K.
Banged it pretty hard this weekend.
Squirrel. Why don't you put your head up by the headboard there? I got a kunk, 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 kunk.
I don't remember my dad's name.
Perfect. We don't need condoms anymore.
Let's do it.
Wow. Concussed ladies can't have babies. Or almost.
76% more likely.
Wow.
A man in Rhode Island named Charles Kendrick was up at 2 a.m. last Wednesday playing Grand Theft Auto.
Uh-oh. Hold on a second.
He was naked at the time.
Hello, Twitter world. I was just in the hallway. It's yours truly, OJ. Listen to Brady's report. I can confirm that a woman with a head injury can no longer get pregnant. That's for sure.
You know about another one,
too,
right?
I know about making a woman's head injury. Keeping her from procreating. That's for sure. Especially with a waiter that shouldn't have been there.
Thanks, OJ.
So this dude from Rhode Island was playing Grand Theft Auto. It's 2 a.m. He was naked at the time. Heard a grinding sound outside of his place.
Okay.
Thought something was being cut. So he went to investigate, and that's where he saw someone under his car stealing his catalytic converter.
Oh, boy.
Charles confronted the thief. They fought. Thief eventually got away with his catalytic converter.
He still got it?
Yeah.
Oh, Charles. That's a terrible fight. The guy still managed to do the mechanical
naked.
Work. Guy needs
Your
to go to
converter's
Tactical
gone.
Black. Wait, he went outside naked?
Yeah.
He didn't put his clothes back on?
No.
Brett, how hard is it to get a converter off?
It's difficult.
It's not easy, right?
Yeah,
they're way
you,
in there.
For the most part, you got to saw. The easiest way is they just get like a cordless sawzall and try to saw it off.
I heard they are pretty
but, yeah,
quick
it's
going to
make
it.
Noise.
Oh, they've got a system. I'm just saying it's still an effort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's not like you just pull it down. I mean,
you could pop a pair of shorts on, get it done, call the cops, go out there. The guy's got to be under your car, too, right?
Yeah.
Just go lay on him.
Yeah. Back the car up over his ass.
Or well, that.
Pin him.
Well, Charles got the guy's phone, gave it to the police. He still hasn't been caught, though.
Man.
Could have been a burner.
Probably.
I had a buddy who just had that happen. They almost got his cat. He must have came out. He was over at Costco and he just came out and started up his car. He's like, what the
hell
is all
that noise?
That's
the scary part. They're doing it.
They cut halfway through it already.
They're doing it in parking lots, not just your driveway and stuff. Like, because we had a little rash of it over in a neighborhood next to mine. So warnings went out. So there's people stealing the converters.
And people like you got to be careful because you got a lifted vehicle.
Yeah, it's really easy. Real easy. Well, thanks, Brett.
Oh, sorry.
If you're interested in my catalytic converter, it sits out here in the parking lot for 5 hours unattended every day. Next to Brady's Lincoln, which they have better catalytic converters than
mine. Of course, yeah.
Better? You should probably get Brady's. Oh, it's much nicer. No. The one in Brady's? Mine's newer. A piece of junk compared to his.
Yours rattles.
If I were in the market of thieving a catalytic converter,
it would most certainly be gone for a while.
Oh, if you took it off.
Yeah, take it off.
You're going about 30 miles an hour down the road. Yeah. Like you got towels in all of your pipes. Oh, they just pushed the Blue Origin out. Shatner's about going. Go. 1 minute to Shatner in space. Does TV here have, do I have a turn up on this?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I don't know
about
that.
I can get
one.
It up on Yahoo here for you.
I don't know if this is.
I'll try and find
it. It's ready to burst into space.
Oh, jeez. Watch live. All right, you can put it up over here.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, let me put it up on the other screen.
I don't think I do. Oh,
breaking news.
What screen is that?
That's just my. It's my. Oh. My laptop.
The Blue Origin is getting ready to go up in space.
I'm thrilled about this. I love to watch one of those things just shoot off.
With just a big crank going up in the space.
Big old crank just firing straight up. That's my dream. I got nothing here, Toledo.
I know.
You're just doing the commercial.
Yeah, I muted it.
Gotcha. I'm excited for this.
Get the Starland vocal band ready.
That one won't work.
Oh, Afternoon Delight, really?
Why? What here for? What did I miss?
For you and your new lifestyle.
Oh, you're calling me gay. Yeah. I see what you're doing there, you bigot.
Here we go.
Right, here we go.
Lit up.
William Shatner.
I changed my mind. I want off. I'm just an actor.
There goes Bill.
It's very fast.
Space. It doesn't look real, though.
It's like that. On her space with the second Enzo human camera. Space flight crew.
Second human space flight
what crew? What a launch. We are on our way to Max-Q, the first milestone here on its flight to space.
380 miles an hour.
Pretty sweet. Already only go 380.
Now it's 460.
Space. The final frontier.
He's just annoying everybody.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds.
They are gaining speed on their
quest to seek out new life and new civilizations.
Plenty of men have been.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Not true.
I was second. You know, Shatner also tells stories, cousin. So, but I have to tell you about the time I was at Valerie Bertinelli's house.
We're watching football, as we do on Sundays.
William, just enjoy the ride.
I can't.
I've been here before. There he goes.
1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, William Shatner is currently going 1,000 miles an hour.
He's just a pile of goo.
My bones! Oh, God! What an hour on judgment this is!
1,300 miles an
hour. Oh, my God! Slow it down!
F you, pesos!
I'm in no hurry! Oh, God!
Where's the break?
Why can't we go 100 and get there? What's the rush?
The smell.
Oh!
Bill, 2,000 miles an hour.
Why? Seems pointless. 1,500 was plenty.
Why do we have to go so fast?
Got to break through that atmosphere, John.
Just view down the rocket.
That's what Bill Shatner's seeing down the shaft.
Okay, now we're topping out. 2,200 up. We're falling
back.
And
now we've had main engine cut off. The BE-3 engine has shut off. And in just a moment, we are going to separate the capsule from the
William
booster.
From William Shatner.
Yeah. And at that point, our astronauts will have the opportunity to get out of their harnesses and enjoy the beauties of zero G. Let's wait to listen.
Now they're at zero G, right?
Wouldn't it be great if they go to the capsule? You just hear, wake up, Bill, wake up. Oh, my God, he's gone.
Yeah.
That would be
exhilarating. I was thinking about that depressing part of it.
Oh. I don't like turbulent.
And there you can see a clean separation between the capsule and the booster.
Okay. Was that supposed to happen? I don't like that the ship is breaking apart. It's just breaking apart.
He comes back with a green hot hooker.
And there you can see the capsule from the top of the booster. They are continuing their ascent over the Kármán line. You'll know when they hit apogee when the speed hits zero.
What's apogee? I don't know any of those words.
We gotta figure this out.
Carmen line.
And there they are.
That's
over
when you hit
328,000 feet, over 100.
No, you hit under 200. That's the Carmen line, right? No, that's the Mendoza one.
Astronauts on board our crew capsule.
This is the Russian version.
Neues Leben und neue Zivilisation. Viele Lichtjahre von der Erde entfernt, dringt die Enterprise in Galaxien vor, nie ein Mensch zuvor gesehen.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? I do.
Carmen line is the boundary between Earth's atmosphere and outer space in simplest terms.
Okay. Well, I still don't.
And there they are.
Line between the mesosphere and the thermosphere.
William Shatner is now weightless.
Feet.
I'm marveling at the idea that I get to say those words. Donald Trump was president, and William Shatner currently weightless.
Imagine, Jackie, they are having the time of their lives.
I don't know. I had a pretty good time at Valerie Bertinelli's last. So.
Apogee is the highest point in the development of something. So in their rise, the apogee is the top. No,
then they're on the Cartman line.
That's right.
Dropping down.
I have to tell you.
Little disappointed.
Not a big deal.
No big deal.
Wait till you land, Bill.
It looks just like TV.
Did you see the last landing, Bill?
It's pretty good.
It's a little rough.
A little rough, but he's all right. There he goes. That is so neat. That's just cool. Oh, we're such a weird society.
And they won't. No cameras inside the pod.
No, they show them afterwards in case somebody dies, I think. It's kind of like when they film operations. They don't.
I agree with you.
Yeah, they don't do it live stream, just in case.
Thank you again, everybody, for joining us live from West Texas. So far, a nominal flight for our second human crew.
In a town in West Texas, I fell in love with Captain Kirk.
Well, they're falling pretty fast.
Oh, you come back real quick.
Upon return, as well as our two customers, Chris Bosshausen from Australia.
Minutes, right?
To all the fans tuning in from Down Under. A big shout out to you guys, as well as Glenn DeVries and our very own Audrey Powers. They are coming back home. The booster, of course, That's is cool. going to beat the capsule back.
Amazing home. Thing that is. So stupid. But I want to do it so bad. And I want to do it with William Shatner.
Check your email.
Yeah, see if they fired back yet. You went up? Yeah. Shatner in space is pretty great.
So if your Shiba Inu does well enough, you going to buy a ticket?
Oh, yeah, if I get into that Shiba Inu, if that cryptocurrency starts paying off, I'm going to take Shatner back up there.
There
do it again.
Let's do it, Bill.
I'm buying. That's cool. All right, whatever. William Shatner's up. Han Solo's got to go next for Star Wars fans. Yeah. I mean, Star Trek can't beat Star Wars into space. Can't happen. Just did. We get the whole crew, whoever's left. Let's get James Earl Jones' old ass up there. He's like 90.
That'd be pretty amazing.
That'd be amazing.
How old is he? Is he older than Shat?
I think he's like 91. Yeah, get James Earl Jones up there. Find out that one. I'm ready to go back where I belong. Put me in a capsule.
He's 90.
Oh, but how many days? When's his birthday?
January 17th.
He wins because Shatner's is March 23rd.
So Darth Vader needs to go up.
I will become the oldest man in space. Screw you, Shatner, child.
Does Bezos does this part land itself like
yeah? Let's wait for it does. That now. The
so it comes back. It's got little
away.
Booster rockets that give it a little juice before it goes.
Nice.
Boy, that doesn't look good. Oh, it's coming in hot! It's coming in hot!
Wow.
Okay, that might be the coolest part.
Look at that. That big dick is just trying to place itself. Look at that giant phallus.
And the shaft has landed.
Oh, thank God, we're down. Oh, it's a nightmare.
No, they aren't down yet.
That's just the shaft.
Oh, that's right. They're still floating around. That's just the beast that pushed them up.
All right, that's pretty cool.
I got in the shaft. I crawled through a little portal. I couldn't be up there anymore. It's horrifying. My bones are all dust.
There's Bill.
Like a mummy.
As have the wedge fins. Just looks like you could fuel her up and go again. What do you think, Jackie?
And even when you know to expect.
That's so cool. All right, I don't know what it is
and
about
the
that.
Impressive.
Imagine how many interviews he's going to do now.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it's crazy. Cool. Well
still
done.
Still 10,000 feet up.
Some sort of
where does he show up first? What's the first interview?
Fallon.
Oh, my God, you're so amazing. So from space. You're so great. Okay. Such a great moment. We're just going to have so much fun in space, right? There, Captain Kirk, space is so great.
I'm being driven nuts by you, Jimmy. Let me tell the story.
Oh, my God, of course. Of course, he can tell the story. It's going to be great.
There he comes. I can't take my eyes off this. I'm sorry. This isn't a show right now.
We're just... That's all right. You should follow along, too, on Yahoo. Streaming it.
This is the best part of the ride. It's nice and slow.
And here come the mains.
They shot out the tip.
Oof, what a flight.
Indeed.
You were not.
Oof-ta.
How the hell does she know?
Yeah, she... The most sexist comment of the day.
You can already start to hear the cheers from outside the... Our stage here in West Texas.
He's like Jessica Mendoza calling a baseball game. How the hell do you know what a fastball is?
What does Rod know?
You ain't been up there. Shut up. She probably has. She's probably like 20 times in a cap.
Right.
I goes up all the time.
I have to be honest. My pants. But they're space pants, so they clean easy.
That's neat.
Be down less than...
he's going to make it. I think you're going to make it. Unless something tragic goes now.
I know.
They've got little
boosters. You don't know that he's alive in there.
Oh, somebody just threw up against the window.
Oh, that was...
God, why? Dribbles.
I'm space car sick.
I'm space sick. So much vomit.
Hopefully it's a little softer landing this time.
Trying to land on the crossroads.
You think, Brady? You think that's...
Clapton's Crossroads? Is the devil going to move?
It is. There they are.
Wow. Very real, those crossroads. Created many a career.
And here comes
sold
our crew
many
back
a soul.
Into the desert. Everybody. Newest astronauts, 596, 97, 98, and 99.
There's only 600 people who have been up in space.
Wow.
William Shatner's really one of them. Like it's crazy. Does Bezos count, though? Because
he doesn't count twice.
Yeah.
Stand by, touchdown.
A little softer, maybe.
I hope this goes well. We're about to touch down, and I feel like we're moving a little faster than...
Welcome back.
We were still going 100 miles an hour.
We broke a hip or something.
Broke
both my hips. Oh, God.
More padding in the chairs, please.
Call 911. No!
For you. Welcome
back.
I'll
never walk again.
I cannot wait to talk to them, Jackie, and just get what they experienced up there
me
this
too.
Morning.
What this is like watching a WNBA. Brett does not like the female reporter.
Come on.
She's got a job to do, Brett.
Live. I don't know. We've done that before. Live Brady report happening in front of us. Like,
I don't think
actual breaking news while it's happened.
It's a special day, John.
It is a special
Maybe the
day,
train
Brady.
Trestle.
When the train blew up on fire, that was kind of neat.
I'm not going to lie to you. I just shot my pants.
Thank you, Phil Williams. Phil Williams, thank you for that.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's get some more Brady videos.
I don't know. We don't even watch anymore. That was amazing. All right, I'll get to the Brady videos. We'll get back to William Shatner. He's going to be 10, 15 minutes before he pops out of there anyway.
Right.
This is a man jumping six sets of labia.
Oh, they're girls on their heads with their legs wide open, and this guy's going to leap her?
Yeah.
My goodness. Lazarian's got nothing on this dude. Holy cow.
Gotta be honest.
He could have done two more.
I was going to say, I got to be honest, I thought he was going to do something different there.
Oh, that's bringing me back home to the ladies.
But then you got him for you.
Yeah, but he's pretty chiseled up for you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd bone that guy. Sure, I'm a homosexual. But those ladies are making me question it. Yeah, no, that he's definitely got it all together. Yeah, I'd take his rod.
Next one's a rope swing.
Let those
girls getting hurt.
All right.
Makes a good first swing.
Always the rope
out.
Swing.
Let go.
Look,
no, come back. No, you got to let go.
There she goes.
Right onto the rocky beach. You got to let go.
What an idiot.
She's over the water right there. Nope. She lets it bring her back home. We got to swing again, sister. And not enough upper body strength.
Did her friend, when she was pushing her back, is that what made her lose her grip?
I think her friend tried to catch her, but it's a girl. They can't catch.
I'm sorry. I hate you. I never liked you in the first place.
Never trust a girl with another girl trying to save your life.
Especially when you're
a pretty blonde. Your fat friend's going to try and kill you.
Couple of drunk girls, one's trying to help her friend out.
One's puking or falling down out of the car.
There, it's Gumby team.
Oh, and then the other one drops over the drunk.
Oh, she's falling to puke?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, we're not going home. She's not fine.
And then she trips over her drunk. Down into the slop. They are dressed for success. Little half shirts and jean shorts.
Trying to get into the window. every sudden.
Girls climbing the wall.
Is this cussing?
There might be some cussing on this. I didn't hear the audio.
What's that putting in the room? That's it. I'm sorry, snake ass. Who if you are?
I can't understand a word of it. Anyway.
Yeah, we're good. I think we're okay.
Virgin daughter, proud of her. She's 21 year old. And no guy, no guy, she don't got it. I'm proud of her.
Is this part of, am I watching like the worst version of Squid Games right now? What's happening?
Yeah, watch the, she pounds her taint.
Oh, God, no, don't. Oh. She's what's second up? Floor hanging out the window. She's trying to climb it in. Oh, oh, no! Lady! Oh, oh, now check it out!
She's much up her pussy!
She's spilling on it.
Bunga-dunga!
She's hitting the bunga-dunga. Oh, that's a word I know. John Gruden on the call. Hey, where she got it, man? Her lips look like Michelin tires now, but I'm not talking about that. You know what I mean? She fell on like a the Apollo log that she was using to balance herself
up. Did she break
up.
It in half?
Oh, yeah, it's a move in, it's a new karate move in Japan.
I'm so sneaky and swift here. How about she a virgin?
Where is this happening?
I would watch subtitles with this guy commentating.
Yeah. Yeah. No guy, she don't got it. I'm proud of her. No. I don't know someone out there with her.
She's halfway in the window. I don't understand her goal here.
Yeah, put your backs off.
Starts to lose a little strength here. She's trying to get her feet into that second slot. But that log she used to get up in the...
Oh! It's worth a second time!
Oh, God. You must have
been pussy. Got some splinters.
Tell you what, those exact words, man, got me fired right there. Jamasha be pussy. Tell you what, man, can't have a job with the Raiders saying that. NFL frowns on that one, man, but I like watching a chick bang her giant Michelins onto a log.
Oh, that one's like hilarious. Push it out.
Just remember that, Holmberg, after your first weekend being gay, you're going to walk like her.
Brett, you're like this
cow.
One, too.
All right. It's painful.
Little argument going on and trying to break it up.
Somebody break. There's four people, two people arguing. Looks like two people trying to break it up. And...
Boom!
What? Did he, he threw a...
a sack of flowers. Was not a case of White Claw.
Yeah.
Hit the...
Wrong.
What is that? It's like a big bucket of diatomaceous earth he hits a girl in the face with.
No, it's a case of White Claw or something.
It is not.
It is too.
Yeah, it's the foam.
And then when it hits the ground, it breaks.
It's not foam.
Yeah, it is. It hits the ground, it breaks.
Every
open.
Can wouldn't explode like that evenly. That looks like powder.
No, it's
bottles.
Oh, my God. He just slams this woman in the face with a
and boom goes.
Box of something.
How about the other guy, though, for getting out of the way?
Hey, ducked it. Holy Moses. Yeah. Is she dead?
Man. She's not going to get pregnant.
She's got to be
She has just lost her ability to have a child.
For 2 years.
Two girls in a row. Yeah, you hit him in the head with a bucket of White Claw. The White Claw will get
Excuse
you
me,
pregnant.
I'm going to go to Costco right now.
It's the two parts of White Claw. If they drink too much of it, they will get pregnant. If you hit them in the head with it, they won't. Or if you try to get them up a second-story window and they fall on that log, pretty much chances are they're not going to have babies. Shatner's getting out.
He's not out yet.
They're already pushing.
Oh, there he is.
They're putting up the stairs. They're putting up the easy climb for William. You can't just hop out of the machine. They got to put up steps for a 90-year-old. Yeah, they got to build. They got to build a contraption around a little space capsule. This is amazing, Larry. William Shatner's in space and just got back. Mission accomplished.
Got to bring shovels to dig it out.
Yeah, they got to make sure that they don't want to get sued on the staircase fall.
I wonder how thunderous that drop is. It looked like it
hit hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. I'm having a heart attack. Yeah, they don't come back good. Help. Anyway, we'll see if William gets out of there. We'll listen to William's interview in a second.
$1 billion.
There you go. It's 8:07. There's your Brady Report. Live reporting from Texas as Captain Kirk went to space and came back. A little disappointed he came back, but in the end, we still have William Shatner to talk to, so that's kind of neat. Andy's going to come in here in a little bit. Andy Steinberg, one half of the Aries and Andy podcast. He's going to pop in real quick. He's got a show. Local comedian who's gone crazy good as Aries Spears' podcast partner. He's in town. He wanted to come in, promote a show. So we're going to talk to him in just a little bit. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
Kirk, how dare you enter space again?
Go!
Somebody just emailed me a great thing. Says we should shoot him back up there with James Caan. And then James Caan opens the hatch. So William Shatner's last words as he shoots out into space is,
"Gold!"
Be perfect.
Be brilliant. And then in the meantime, you got this guy chomping at the bit.
I want next. Bring me Bezos. It must happen.
How great would it be? Put them both up there together and have them fight. And once and for all, the battle of what's better, Star Trek or Star Wars, will be settled. The nerds on either side will have a clear winner.
Who you got your money on? Who's your fan?
Darth Vader. Always better than the black guy. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
Dominant.
I mean, even Tyson Fury is the greatest champion in the world. I still watch Deontay Wilder. I'm going to put my money on Deontay Wilder. Then history tells me this thing goes the other way. But yeah, so.
I welcome the challenge. Bring Darth Vader into the fold. I would destroy him with a karate chop to the neck. You forget, old man. I have a lightsaber.
Oh, they had lightsabers and stuff up there?
Oh, man.
William Shatner, now the oldest man in space. His words afterwards, he's just loaded full of tears and emotion. And yeah, this was a big deal for him, man. This went.
Everything went to black for him for a brief second.
That's how I feel every day, Brady. Everything goes to black every day.
All black crew. That's next. James Earl Jones. I sent up everybody. Of course, black people would be really mad because that's the one that would crash. And, oh, it's a plan. Whitey did that. But you got to get Rick Moranis up there. And then we just start putting them in costumes, too. Rick like Moranis. We get Dark Helmet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have all of them. Yeah. We get all of them up there in costume, in their character's costume. If we're going to make this reality plus, you know, where you know, fiction meets all the real stuff, we got to dress them up. So, yeah, Picard's got to go up. I forgot about Picard. We got to get Engage. Have him up there. Han Solo's going up.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, my God. Alien. That's right. Sigourney Weaver's got to go up. Holy cow. All of our
Tim
favorite
Allen?
People. Yeah, it was a great movie. Galaxy Quest is wildly underrated. One of the best ever. Yes, Tim Allen can go up. Sigourney was in that, too.
Yeah.
All the great space movies need to get a Bezos treatment. And shoot him up in space for realsies. Star-Lord's close. Guardians of the Galaxy 2 screwed it up for me, because that was not that good. Although I told you I did meet that person that was their favorite movie, and it was a little off-putting. Like, I love Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I'm like, oh, wait, what? 2? I love it also. Are you saying I love Guardians of the Galaxy T-O-O? Or the number? Oh, it's my favorite movie of all time. The second one. Yeah. Okay. What are you, 6? That and How to Train Your Dragon 3. Oh, okay, all right. Your taste is weird. Not human. Hopefully you can...
That Farmers Only match was way off.
Yeah, remain super hot for the rest of your life, and you'll never have to think again because you're doing a bad job of that. Anyway, William Shatner's in space. That's pretty awesome. So congratulations to William Shatner. And the speech he's giving, he's still talking, by the way. He's never going to stop. That is something I learned being in a room with him for a couple hours. He doesn't stop talking. After a while, you're like, okay, we got to shake Bill here real quick.
And one other thing. I had some lasagna last night, and it's not agreeing with me. So if you hear my belly rumbling on stage, that's it. I want you to ask me about Coco.
Huh?
The gorilla.
Okay.
Put it in your notes somewhere. Coco the gorilla. I have a great story about that.
It was weird seeing him step off there, and you said, there's no one there. Like,
hey, no family.
A family member or
Jeff Bezos,
his agent maybe was there or something.
Jeff Bezos' upgrade, that $30 billion body, he just, I don't know if that was that his girlfriend, Toledo? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's the girl he cheated on.
Oh, cheated with his wife with. I don't know. She left and has a $30 billion, I don't know how much she got, more than that even.
She's the, wasn't she on like
Fox? She's a news lady.
Yeah. Former, or LA news.
Was that wasn't Kimberly Guilfoyle. No, that's Trump's
that's Donald
chick.
Trump's girl, yeah.
The body on the woman that was greeting Jeff Bezos, and he wasn't even on the rocket. That.
Can't keep the hose straight.
You don't?
No, I don't recall.
I don't know. Did he have an affair, or did he have? Did he just get her after?
I don't know. The affair one was a different one.
Either way,
and this is a.
She was dancing around in that desert, and it was hard to. I mean, I'm looking at a space
Lauren
rocket.
Lauren Sanchez.
Oh, that's right. It's Lauren Sanchez, otherwise known as Jackpot.
News anchor, entertainment reporter.
Yeah.
For KTTV, Fox, yeah, Good Day LA.
Channel 5, right?
It says Channel 11.
Oh, here. Channel 11. That's the Fox station. That's right. Yeah, she's she was dancing around the desert. Other people, that Australian guy, had people like family there and hugging. And then there's just William Shatner just standing there alone.
I used to have a wife. She's not here. One of them was at the bottom of the pool. That's not my fault.
That's what Larry said. He walked off. Yeah. I did it.
I have to tell you that when you go into space, it's like some sort of truth serum. And I have to let this cat out of the bag. I killed my wife. I did it. I'm guilty. I also killed OJ.
Tony Gonzalez.
What was that? Jackpot Sanchez hit Tony Gonzalez first? Holy cow.
She knows what she's doing. She's moving on up.
She was George
Jefferson.
She's dancing around in a half shirt in the desert. William Shatner's got no family there to greet him. And I think they're all just standing in the desert waiting for William's family to show up. They're late. And it's like when a kid from basketball practice, parents don't show up.
Probably outlived them all.
Yeah. Dad, I told you the time five times.
So I'm the last of the Shatners. There's, of course, the wife at the bottom of the pool, the other wife, who I think got bucked off a horse, don't remember. Anyway, I don't need a ride. I'll just Uber.
His daughters?
I don't know.
Where are they?
Valerie Bertinelli was going to come pick me up. But
John, I
got
to say.
Busy.
I got to say, please do this every time there's a live news event. Mm-hmm. I can watch it and stream it online and listening and to you jackasses commentate over it was great.
Well, it's only good. It's only good if William Shatner's in it. I can like, do a car chase and just do the voice of the guy in the car. It's going to get real annoying real fast. This might be annoying now. Who knows?
I just think it's great because everyone knows him. And he's now a spaceman. I'm a real rocket man.
John, what about the kids' movie Space Camp? Let's get Kirby up in space.
Well, Kirby wasn't in Space Camp.
Jeez.
Why would we do that? I understand. That's just you're saying kid and finding one. That's what pedophiles do. Kid, there's one.
To all space movies. That means Affleck and Steve Buscemi have to go up.
No. Not all space movies. Just ones we as human beings enjoy.
Oh, Buscemi, I'd send up. He'd be good up there.
Buscemi'd be good just because of his work in Fargo.
Yeah. You and wonder, Sopranos.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Sopranos.
Tony B,
the cousin. Did hard time for you, Tony. Let's just shoot you into space.
That would have been good if the Sopranos movie is, like, for no reason at all.
What, in space?
Let's just go up into space for a little bit. Christopher, I got a rocket ride. Want to go?
John, what are the chances that Shatner just passed out the entire flight, like one of those roller coaster rides? And so he's just dreaming of a bad space trip that he had once before.
They all do. You don't know. It's like, I got 15 seconds and everybody goes out and this has a weird space trip.
Probably.
Yeah, Brady's right. Probably. The scientific word we were looking for was probably.
Oh, here's a good suggestion.
Yeah.
Send for the black crew, James Earl Jones, Billy Dee Williams, yes. And Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, we get them all. Yeah. Mace Windu. That would
Lando.
Be great. Lando Calrissian.
Off we go into space, boys. Are you ready?
I don't think I like you calling us space boys, pirate.
Anyway, off we go. In 3, 2, and 1.
I don't want any more snakes on this mother spaceship.
I have a Royale with cheese while I'm up here.
He just goes for all his movies. I would like to see James Earl Jones break William Shatner's record. That's a record that will stand for a while. I don't see a lot of 90-year-old guys wanting to get in there, but I think that's it.
They're going to stick it for a while.
James Earl Jones.
I want it. Me. How do I get up there?
He's got to. Oh, I would love that. Anyway, well, there you go. This has been exciting. Andy's coming in a second. Andy Steinberg is going to be here. We know Andy too well. He's been around forever. And he's on the podcast with Ari Spears. I'm not sure they're still doing it. Last time I talked to him, I said that. And they were. And then a couple years earlier, when he was on it, they got into a fight and he wasn't on it anymore.
Then they made up.
No, they made up and they were besties again. So he's doing this thing. He's doing a thing for autism, I think, as a show he's doing. It's a special. He'll tell us about it in just a little bit. It's 98 KUPD. Then we shoot him into space. Jews in space!
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.